The man, the legend, the king has stepped in to the studio here. Our friend Warren Kretsch from across the hall. Hi, Warren.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Aaron. How you guys doing?
I see your shoes are scuffed.
My shoes are scuffed.
From kicking our butts all over town.
Oh. If you didn't hear, once again, we've lost in the Jefferson City Magazine's Best of the City Award. Radio personality. Once again, the winner... Warren Kretsch.
No, wait a minute. No. Yes. Wait, whoa.
Yes, yes.
You're telling this to your audience, which know. By definition, every single one of them voted for you. They have no idea who I even am.
I wouldn't be so sure of that, Warren, okay? I'm just saying, Aaron said, I think rightly so, that, you know what, we're never going to win this thing till Warren retires. And I'm thinking, you know what, I bet you even after he retires, they're still going to write him in.
No. No, seriously.
I just want to know, did you once mention this on the air about hate? See what I mean? That's what I say.
We campaigned heavily.
We groveled and begged and shamed ourselves.
I even had a hospital stay to try to get sympathy votes.
Even that didn't work.
Oh, no.
So I bow before you, sir.
Guys, come on. It's very nice of you to invite me on your
program. He's so embarrassed.
It is. Because, like I said, everybody's out there going, who the hell is Warren?
They are not me.
We listen to Hilly and Hart.
No, you are Mr. Jefferson City.
Everybody knows
we've
it.
We've acknowledged that. But you know what? We are happy to be number two because, Aaron, as we said earlier.
Excuse me?
We're number two. We're number two. We're number two. So, Warren, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Guys,
once again,
I appreciate it.
In the presence of greatness, Aaron, there he goes. We will never taste the sweet nectar of victory.
No. Not as long as old Kretsch is around. But hey, we can start campaigning for next year. Maybe that's what we should do. We should just start our campaign earlier.
Have we no dignity? No shame?
No, not at all.